All right, 7:46, 14 till 8, a chilly Tuesday, highs of 46 today, and that's going to be later on this evening, right before the sun comes up, or the sun goes down, rather, the sun's already up, and then as we look ahead to the rest of the week, highs tomorrow of only 49, 50 on Thursday, 61 on Friday with a 90% chance for showers. That's in advance of another cold front that's going to knock the temperatures down. Highs Saturday, 48. Plenty of cloud Sunday, so it's going to feel colder than that. Sunday, sunny, highs of 56. We were supposed to talk to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. They're having a hard time talking with him, but we also wanted to speak with Dr. Tim Peterson with the Blood Center, talk about blood donations and how people can help. And he's the medical director for the Blood Center, I should say. People can help after the attack on Bourbon Street. Good morning, Dr. Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me what the situation is and what you need.
Well, as we expect, our donors have responded amazingly. The donations have continued, and many donors have scheduled not only right after, but continued through the weeks ahead. And that's really what we hope to do. Many of the patients that were involved in the terrorist attack, as we said before, they're now past the stabilization stage and they're starting to move into the reconstructive repair stage. And so they're going to require blood components for many, many weeks, possibly months, as multiple surgeries are going to be required.
How do people donate? How easy is it?
Well, really, the best thing to do is just give us a call. It takes about 40, 45 minutes to actually do the donation, and a lot of that time can be rather quickened by going online to the Blood Center, and you can register on the day you actually donate, and you can do the donor questionnaire online, and then with a QR code on your phone or print, you show up at the Blood Center, and that really will quicken things as you go through the donation process.
Tell us about how one donation can be used three times or save three lives, I think is how you say it.
Yes, sir. Well, when you donate blood, we collect whole blood right out of your vein into the bag. And that blood is processed. It's spun down and separated into red cells, which carry oxygen, the main component of blood that people use, plasma, which contains that's the liquid portion of blood, and that contains predominantly your clotting factors, which work in conjunction with platelets, another portion of the blood, which those two together will essentially plug any small holes that occur if someone has bleeding or injuries and prevent bleeding. So those are the three main components that use. There's another component called cryoprecipitate that's a specialty product that could be made from plasma, but predominantly it's red blood cells, platelets, and plasma.
Again, Doc, if you could, where does this supply currently stand and looking into the future for people that think there's no sense of urgency here?
Sure. Right now, because of the generosity of the donors, we're back up to about our three-day supply. We try to keep at least 1,000 to 1,200 units available for emergencies like that, because it is the blood that's available from the donors from a day or two ago that's useful today. It takes about 2 days to complete the processing and all the FDA-required testing. So it's the donations that occurred before that are available today. And that's why we ask people, become a donor and try to be a regular donor, because you never know when blood is going to be needed, and when it's needed immediately.
Talk about the response, if you will, after this. And have you noticed that once people realize that they responded after an event like this, it's like, well, you know what? That wasn't that tough. I'll become a regular donor.
That's what we hope. Again, it's difficult to make time in our busy lives to come in and give an hour of your time to be a blood donor. But many of the donors, when they find out how relatively easy it is and the immediate and long-term benefits to the patients, they really become a steady donor with us. And it is one way to really truly give to help someone's life for the long term that doesn't require an excess amount of time. And many donors you know, people ask, are there benefits to blood donations? One of the best benefits, and it's actually been shown in studies, is the sense of well-being and community service that many people feel afterwards. That good feeling does have a benefit to ourselves.
Everybody wants to do something when something like this happens initially, but again, Doctor, just if you will reemphasize how the need's going to go on for quite some time, and maybe the emotion might begin to fade away, but the need doesn't, and the importance, and just take us out with how to donate and how to find out more about it.
Sure. Again, the need is always there. Patients in the region, besides, unfortunately, incidents like occurred on New Year's Day, patients continually need blood and blood components for surgeries, and especially for our neonates, our newborns, and for patients on chemotherapy and radiation therapy for cancers. It's always a need, and it's always there. And again, if you'd like to try, please contact thebloodcenter.org or 1-800-86-BLOOD. TheBloodCenter.org, 1-800-86-BLOOD. If you'd like to donate, find a location, or sponsor a drive, it would be wonderful. And we're always there to assist in any way we can.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time and your efforts as always. Dr. Tim Peterson, Medical Director for the Blood Center. And again, the emotion might have waned a little after the shock and the horror after the January 1st attack, but the need goes on. And once you donate, you'll notice, you'll see. It's not that tough, and then you might become a regular donor and help everybody out. 7:52 and a half, traffic now on WWL.